Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
This is going to get awkward fast, but who do you think's what profession is best in bed?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Probably call girl.
Okay.
No.
I see what you're doing.
It's like the oldest profession there.
I was going to go gynecologist or...
Nice.
Or,
they know where things are.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they might be too clinical, right?
Maybe too clinical.
Okay.
Not the best one.
Backup dancers.
Wow.
Because they're kind of trampy. Is that what you're saying? I need to understand.
They can move their body.
And they're always in shape.
They're flexible.
Do you know, do you ever go to see Cirque du Soleil or any of those shows?
Yes.
You know, we heard things.
This is a weird thing. So I probably shouldn't say anything.
No, you should.
So one time I had to do like an appearance at a apartment complex. They were like brand new place. And they're like, rent now. We got all the amenities and stuff. And like, I get there and it's already full. And I'm like, how? You don't have any room for people. You're already like fully full. And they're like, no, you don't understand. Like when Cirque du Soleil comes to town, instead of them renting hotels, they go into brand new apartment complexes and they offer them money to just use the units that aren't rented out yet.
Yeah, smart.
And so this person at this apartment complex said, you have never seen anything like this. They are all young, fit, flexible as all get out, and when they get done with the show, they come, they take over the pool, and it's on.
Yeah,
Caligula. It is. Yes, everyone is having relations with everyone
in the general pool area.
Yes,
gotta respect that.
Yes,
do you?
I mean, because I was gonna say once you went backup dancer, it immediately made me think like contortionist circus performers.
We're in shape with plenty of stamina.
Yes. All these.
Right.
I'm going to go through the list that's actually
all
out
these are
here.
Professions that that have the best? Well, how's it going?
According to people who have the most relations.
Most relations.
And then we also have who rate themselves as incredible. I don't see backup dancers. I don't see. Let me go back to front here. advertising lawyers and teachers.
The most?
Are saying they have the most relations. The next up above that would be hairdressers.
Okay.
Hmm.
The next up above that is architects. By the way,
architects.
Disc jockeys, not on the list. What we are? What do we call ourselves now? I don't even know.
Oh, on-air personality.
On-air personality is what I usually
say. Is that what you really you say?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes,
all the time.
When I look for my job title on taxes, that's like
Like scrolling. Because then when you say disc jockey, then somebody's like, oh, my cousin's getting married. And you're like, oh, I'm not that kind. Here's the number one. And this is proven science. These people are having the most relations. They're having it at least once a day.
Wow.
Farmers.
No.
Whatever.
Yes. This is a UK survey.
Farmers.
And I, you know what?
Well, they're probably pretty bored.
They're bored. they're in good shape.
Yeah.
They work hard. They're always sweaty. They have manly hands. Mm-hmm.
And how many farmers, you know, have like one kid?
No.
Right. They're making them quick.
They are.
Boom, boom, boom,
it's
boom, boom.
It's a workforce for the farm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, duh. So they're having relations even the female farmers, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just the farmers are.
All right. Well, sign me up for farmers.com or whatever.
Farmers.
I used to make fun of that commercial, but
it must work.
Now, they're killing it.
They are.
Plowing the bag for it.
They are completely. And then farmers also rated themselves as incredible in the bedroom.
Oh,
farmers were number one.
Themselves.
Well, I mean, you know. Do you? Are you asking me on the radio or are you asking me off the radio? On the radio, I'm incredible.
Okay.
But I don't know. What would you give yourself?
What's this? One through what? Oh, I need the criteria. What's the...
1 to 10, Steve.
Hey, what's that error, a margin of error they have? Like...
With you, plus or minus 10.
Well, no, whatever.
I'm going to say, I would rate myself probably... I think I'm a solid... Well, I don't want to say first.
You
somebody
cheap,
else say first.
You cheat because you married a Brazilian who's like an expert in relations and it's all true. Craziness.
That, right. That's sort of calling her a tramp.
No, she schooled you.
She didn't school me.
Oh.
I got a ZZ Top dancer in my resume.
You
I've
do.
Got so I'm like
you do. You
I'm gonna give
stars.
Myself a solid.
You were with an adult star.
I wasn't
in her limo.
I wasn't, but she wanted me to.
Oh,
you know what's
that's
really
what, yeah.
strange? That we're eventually going to get our own numbers out here. I just found my picture with her like yesterday.
Really?
I was
oh.
moving my stuff back in. And I was like moving books onto my bookshelves, and a Polaroid hit the ground, and so I know exactly
like,
where
hey,
the picture
remember
is.
Remember this night?
Yes.
Does your wife know about that picture?
She does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she.
Yeah. Why do you still have that thing?
Yeah. What are you doing with
because
that?
Because I'm standing with her, and she's
Slacker. Why are you disrespecting?
I don't, just
your
give
wife?
Us your number. So what are you on a scale of 1 to 10 in bed?
Probably a 7.5.
If Steve's going 7.5, I gotta go 8.
You gotta
at
be,
least.
Everyone's gotta beat
8.2.
You really? I do. Okay.
And then 9 points.
Solid 6.
Solids? No.
No, dude. I mean, I got. Yeah, I mean, I got guitar hands and stuff.
You
but
do. You got
I don't play anymore.
Dude,
so.
You were really?
I'm no farmer.
You went.
That's what I
know. Yeah, you're
no
not
farmer.
A farmer.
I'm not. I wish I.
You're
could
a
get
disc
it.
Jockey.
I am just a mere. This, but for real, I feel like tonight, each one of us jumps on farmersonly.com.
Okay.
And we report back here tomorrow.
All right.
To see what happens.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.